Hey guys, this is Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, and you are listening to a Locked On Spurs with Jeff Garcia. It's Morphin Time.
I am Jeff Garcia, and this is Locked On Spurs. Hey, welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network, and I am the lead Spurs writer over at the Spurs Zone. You can find it at News 4 San Antonio and Fox29SanAntonio.com. Well, your San Antonio Spurs are still at home in the AT&T Center. They're about to finish their three-game homestand as they take on the Denver Nuggets tonight. It's going to be a tough test for the Spurs. But before we get into tonight's game, we're going to be talking about the Spurs at home. Why is it that the Spurs can play so well at the AT&T Center, but stink it up away from San Antonio? And then to round out the show, we're going to be previewing tonight's Spurs-Nuggets matchup. To do that and more, making his debut right here on Locked On Spurs, my colleague over at News 4 San Antonio, Adam King. Adam, welcome to Locked On Spurs. And let's try not to nerd it up for the listeners.
Yeah, we'll try to take it easy there, keep them where they want to be, and talk about what we got going on tonight and for the foreseeable future, because there's a lot of interesting stuff and directions, really, that this could go.
Yeah, exactly. So for those of you who follow myself and Adam on Twitter, and by the way, Adam, what's your Twitter handle?
It's at @AdamKing_news.
There
you
go.
300 Adam Kings out there, so we got to...
But there's only one king of Adam, and that is the Adam King that is on Locked On Spurs. But for those of you who follow us on Twitter, we know I'm a very proud nerd. Adam is right there with me, and sometimes we tend to go off the edge on social media on that front. So we'll do our best to stay on track. But speaking of doing their best and staying on track, Adam, the Spurs, as mentioned, they'll be taking on the Denver Nuggets later on tonight to finish their three-game homestand. But, you know, you look at this Spurs team. Yay, they've won two in a row in San Antonio. Good, you know, that hopefully salvaged an atrocious road trip. But I guess the big question is eventually, Adam, they're going to have to get it done on the road if they make the postseason, because let's face it, they're not getting a top four seed. Why is it that the Spurs can play so well at home and just really play bad away from San Antonio?
Yeah, it's really interesting because you even want to take a look back and take a look at, one, who they played at home versus on the road so far. Sometimes those schedules can get mixed up, and you even want to look at, like, when the bulk of those games happened, but we just came off the rodeo road trip. I know they only have about eight road games left, I should say, so they've already played a bunch of their road schedule early, which could be maybe a little part of that, maybe, you know, early on when they're trying to get things together and get things figured out. Being on the road doesn't help either, because that adds a lot of rhythms and different kind of things where people kind of have to feel that out. But it certainly is a huge question, and it really also leads to another question of where, do we want them to be winning those road games? I mean, I think there's still enough talk of people out there that are saying, hey, maybe let that road record go a little bit and get us into the lottery here. But I think there's a lot of ways you could go with that, whether it's people meshing or gelling or – I don't know. It's just tough to say. What you can tell, the one thing we do know is you can tell just by watching them, there is a significant difference in energy on the road versus at home.
Yeah, there's something to be said about home sweet home, and the Spurs certainly love the AT&T Center. At home, they're, 24-7 at them, but away, 11-22, and that's including a two-game home winning streak that they're riding right now, and also a three-game losing streak away from San Antonio. The numbers show it. I don't need to go into detail. I think fans know about it. You know, their plus-minus is atrocious on the road. Their scoring is down. Their rebounding is down. Their shooting is down. Across the board is down. Could it be simply something as this, that this is just simply a brand-new team? And at home, there's some familiarity. There's some comfortability. It's in their own beds. You know, there's less travel versus the road where they're kind of forced to be together. And, I mean, I don't know, Adam, I'm trying to make sense of this. Could that be an issue, just simply it's a new team?
I'm kind of with you, and I think about that. But at the same time, too, like if you look at NCAA basketball, which I understand is a different beast, but by the time you get to the tournament, which is 30-some games, right? People are like, oh, these freshmen, they're not freshmen anymore.
Yeah.
So at some point, you know, these guys are paid professionals, and you're still playing the game. And it's not like we're putting them in ice skates and telling them to go play with the Rampage. These are basketball players playing basketball with each other, and at some point, like, that stuff sort of has to click. And I don't know that this far into the season, they still get the chance to play the newbie card.
Yeah. No, at this point of the season, you're absolutely right. They cannot lean on that. They've got well enough games under their belt collectively. They should have familiarity with themselves. But there's this two injuries. The Spurs have been ravaged by injuries. And as you mentioned, they played a lot of road games heavy in the earlier season. And then this recent road trip, they started the first leg without Derek White. You got LaMarcus Aldridge and DeMar DeRozan. They had the whole load management game, so that's out. Then Rudy Gay gets banged up. Could it be simply as this? They're just injured at the worst times of the season, and that happens to be on the road.
Yeah, not just injured, but I think also like injured in critical parts where it really, really matters in the West. Like, you are in a different animal in the Western Conference when you're playing teams where you have a person that can rip your heart out every single night, especially at the point guard position. It's not like you're having some of these nights where you have off nights. I mean, if you just think about it off the top of your head, the point guards that you're going up against, whether it's Houston or Oklahoma City or even tonight with Denver, like if you have even one person out of that rotation, you can't have somebody working on their 32nd or 33rd minute unless they're also an all-star.
Yeah.
You really get shown for what you can be. And even like sort of a tangent off of that point too, I was going to ask you, just asking around and talking around, I hear some people saying that, you know, maybe it looks like the team's not trying hard. And I sort of make the argument that says like they are trying hard. They just don't know that there's another place where they have to go. And I think with some of those injuries, everyone's just sort of run down a little bit, and maybe they don't know like how to shift it into the next gear. They don't have Manu to tell them like, no, this isn't going to do it. We got to go one more.
Well, let me tell you something. I was at Brooklyn. I was at New York City in Manhattan to see Knicks.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And that effort level wasn't there. And I'll highlight the big one, that being the loss to the Knicks. I'm sitting there on press row. I'm watching them, and just no energy, no hustle. And it just looking at the team in person, the Knicks wanted it more. You've had Dennis Smith Jr. just wanted to decimate Davis Bertans a couple times on the dunk, on the fast break. And the Spurs don't really have an answer for that. Now, it could be as simple as this. They played down their competition. I think they did that against the Knicks and versus the Nets. I think, well, the Nets, they're not the same Nets that they used to be before. They're really strong. But what irritated me the most, Adam, was this. Versus New York, no DeAndre Jordan. Versus the Nets, no Spencer Dinwiddie for the Spurs to worry about, yet they still laid an egg. Talk about playing down to the competition. Is this something the Spurs seriously cannot do this season?
Yeah, and so with that, too, I mean, that 100%, that you can attribute to the new and the younger team, right?
Yeah.
That you can say is, you know, we have to find that way that it's a game where you're favored by 20 or whatever the lines are. You have to find a way to get it done. And those are young people who are just sort of walking in, and I don't know, maybe they even look at Pop and they go, look, we've got Pop. Maybe if we come out in this first quarter and we come out a little flat, like, he'll bail us out. He's done it before. Or so-and-so will bail us out. They've done it before. And there's like you said, it's a combination of people being hurt and then really just not quite knowing where that place is they need to go. But we got to see something happen. We got to see something happen soon, because the energy level I feel like that we're seeing on the court is now starting to come out to the fans. And even when you see a game that comes up on the schedule, like a Knicks game or a Nets game, I would even say you could see that the fans are even stepping down to the competition a little bit and going, well, it's a Knicks game. Like, what are you going to do? Well, darn it, you better go out and win right now, because if you're one of the folks that wants to see this playoff streak and see this team get in the playoffs and see that continue, those are games they have to have right now. I mean, there's still some big hitters left on the schedule. That's a game you can't give away.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like tonight versus Denver. But, I mean, you want to talk about energy. You remember that game versus Toronto and San Antonio? That was an energy-filled Spurs team. That is the type of play they need to do from this point moving forward. Look, they're barely hanging on to one of the bottom seeds in the West. And if they get that eighth spot, they're going to have to go to Golden State more than likely. And I think I would want to avert my eyes if I'm a Spurs fan to see what could possibly happen in Oakland and then coming back to San Antonio, where I think they would have a puncher's chance. But eventually, Adam, they're going to have to get it down the road. They still have time to do it. It's not much left. Do you think they will figure this out as the season winds up?
I think they will, and I think, you know, self-preservation is sort of this magical thing where when your back's up against the wall and people need a chance or they need a reason to get something done, right, elimination sometimes we've seen has been the most magical thing that can happen. And I think I just can't look at a team that's coached by Greg Popovich and say they aren't going to figure it out. Like when all else goes wrong, we'll go into the nerd lore for just a minute, right? But when all else fails, like you call Dumbledore and he tells you what to do and you get it done, right? Like you just have the guy there that he's always known the answer. You can give him any math problem in the world and he will tell you X equals 7. He just knows what's going on.
Yeah.
So you have to look at that and say that's going to be a piece. So you might see some different strategies, you might see some different things happen. But you got to believe that somehow, some way, he's going to find the right buttons to push in the right order to make this all happen.
Well, this in a nutshell, the longest road winning streak for San Antonio this season has been 2 in a row. That's it. That's the longest it's been. And as mentioned, they got the Nuggets tonight, and hopefully that'll sweep their three-game home stand with nothing but W's, because then they got to go back on the road after Denver to play the Hawks, and hopefully that'll carry over away from San Antonio. All right, so Adam and I are going to take our first break. When we get back, we're going to talk about tonight's game, Spurs versus Nuggets. We are back, and I'm joined by my colleague at News 4 San Antonio, Adam King. Adam, good job. We did a good job so far to not nerding it up. Let's see if we can continue this. So Spurs, Nuggets tonight in the AT&T Center, and I think it's going to be a true test for San Antonio, a true measuring stick to see where this team is at right now. They're coming into tonight's game, two winners of two straight. Adam, how do you see tonight's game, rolling out?
Well, first of all, like, Denver Nuggets are the epitome of the, like, we didn't know what we were going to do when we got here. We didn't think we'd get this far. Like, it's one of those things where you look at the, when you think of the West, you think Golden State, Houston, Oklahoma City, even maybe just by name recognition, you think about the Lakers. But the Nuggets weren't up there. And then you look at them, and then you pull up their roster and look at the people that they're doing this with, and you're like, yeah, okay, we get it.
Like, exactly.
It's very solid head-to-toe. They've got some all-stars on that team. They've got some people who aren't that are playing at an all-star caliber, which certainly helps. But as far as the actual matchup goes, I'm sort of feeling this one for the Spurs.
Wow.
If we can get the LaMarcus Aldridge that we know and have grown to love over the last few years, like the LaMonster, if we can get him to show up. Because that's it to me. I think if you watch Denver play and you look at their big men, and the way that they run that offense in and around, it's sort of like a funnel-in, funnel-out kind of deal. If we can shut that down and get LaMarcus going on the other side, even to just wear people out, we got a really good shot here.
Well, the Spurs come into tonight's contest 35-29, winners of two in a row, while the Nuggets 42-20. Now, this season, the Spurs and Nuggets have split the season series. So, hey, the Spurs got one so far, and here's something even bigger, and hopefully you and I and the listeners can hang their hat on. Spurs have won 12 straight versus Denver in San Antonio. So talk about home sweet home. So tonight, if that's going to keep on going, it has to continue. But when I look at tonight's game, I got two things, and I'll start off with the first one. Obviously, it begins and ends with the big man in the middle, Denver's Nikola Jokic, Joker. Yeah, it begins with him. This guy is a beast. He may not look it, but he can post triple doubles. He's a rebounding machine, and we all know he can score. But what's really interesting, though, he is among the NBA leaders in assists, 7.7 per game. This big man can pass in the post. I think if they can control him, Adam, I think the Spurs got a really good shot tonight.
Yeah, he reminds me of, like, a couple of years ago. There are a couple of big men in the league where you sort of look at Marcin Gortat was like one of the greatest examples of this. You're like, oh, who's this guy? He's kind of gangly. Like, he almost looks like he outgrew his coordination. Like, he just was sort of like bumbling up and down the floor. And then before you looked at the end of the night, he would have like 22, 13, and 7.
You're like,
and
ow.
You're scratching your head trying to figure out where it all came from. So, yeah, absolutely. And there's a presence there where, you know, where we talk about maybe some of the immaturity and the Spurs and the way that they've grown. There's the complete opposite that man has now just started to exude while he's out there on the floor. You can see his teammates, when they get into trouble or they get into a bad run, they look for him and say, hey, get us out of here, whether it's scoring yourself, or as you said, doing an incredible job of finding those outlets.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely look to him now to help carry that burden. It's been incredible.
Yeah, and this Denver team, although they've been ravaged by injuries, they somehow rallied. I mean, they got Jamal Murray. He can be a handful. You know, Derek White's going to have a true test tonight trying to contain him. You got, as mentioned, the Joker. And this is a team that plays defense, which leads me to my next point for San Antonio to get a win is I think the Spurs are really going to have to just kind of shake themselves off their defensive woes, because when it comes to that aspect of the game, Adam, Denver brings it. Denver is ranked 7th in the NBA in opponents' points per game, 107.2. San Antonio's 14th, allowing 111.2. Defense is going to be a tall task for tonight. Spurs got to do it. And hey, Adam, at least they're playing at home, so there's still that.
Yeah, and it's going to be all hustle, right, with this Denver team. I mean, maybe this is another place, too, where as a Spurs fan, you look at this game and go, like, maybe we'll get a little something just from osmosis alone. Like, maybe we'll from observation. Like, we'll say, oh, that's right. This is how we, like, oh, they did that. That's a good idea. You have to think that, but certainly, I mean, even with Denver, because, again, it's not, with all injuries and everything going on, it's not like it's this team that sort of hit, they sort of sneak up on you, and they do it with that effort and that defense first, and then they just force you into the mistakes. And as you've seen in this new style of NBA that we're sort of navigating now, right, you force the other team to make a mistake, and it's either an easy two or an open three, and, man, does that add up quick. It's going to be so tough to sort of keep momentum going and not make those young, simple mistakes from some of that flustering, frustrating defense.
Yeah, well, the Nuggets are coming off a loss to the Pelicans heading into tonight's game, so hopefully the Spurs can keep that going for Denver. So Adam and I are going to take our final break. We get back, we're going to put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs. Adam and I are back, and you are listening to a brand new episode of Locked On Spurs. Adam, I know you're devastated when Pau Gasol got bought out and you had to retire your Pau Gasol jersey. Did you frame it at least?
It's up there. I don't have it framed. I actually have it just hanging from my apartment bedroom, just sitting there. That way every day I can look up before I go to bed and say, you know, would Pau be proud of the efforts I've put in today? And then, you know, we can self-rate.
You know what? Watch tonight be a game where the Spurs fans are like, you know what, we could have used the 6 fouls on Joker, or we could have used somebody else tonight versus the big man in the middle for Denver. I mean, that would be weird. But, hey, you know, Pau Gasol, he's coming back in a few days. Bucks at Spurs, so hopefully the Spurs fans give him a round of applause. Let's face it, Adam, the Spurs fans were not too thrilled with him.
Yeah, and just the way everything went, you know, just the way it all had to finish was sort of like bittersweet, but I don't know. You can't forget, and even though, I mean, I don't know. I still think that there's times now where that leadership could really be helpful. But I also understand it the other way. Like, there's some business stuff there. But man, like, yeah, if he gets nothing but a standing O coming back, that'll be. I'm sure Spurs fans they do right, so I'm sure they'll treat him fine.
I think so too. I mean, you know, outside of Kawhi, but pretty right. much, yeah, everybody other all the other former Spurs that have showed up this season at home, Kyle Anderson, Danny Green, more than likely Pau Gasol, Tony Parker, you know, gotten a good reception. All right, so Spurs, Nuggets. All right, Adam, you're up. How do you see the game ending? Who gets the W?
I think, and I'm not going to be able to go out in public as you're saying this, especially after all the positivity, I think the Nuggets are going to get it. I think this is just the Spurs team right now that just doesn't exactly know what to do. Now, that being said, I think after this game, you will see a better road game and you will see a better team coming out of this, but I think this is going to be something where this is the wake-up call game. They will not win. It won't go their way, but they'll walk away going from this saying, okay, this is what a playoff team looks like, and this is what we have to get ready to go up against. So while it won't be a win on the scoreboard, I don't think, for the Spurs tonight, it will be a win as far as the rest of the season goes.
You know, I'm right there with you. I think this will be a loss for San Antonio, but I think they're not going to go down without a fight. I see this Spurs team really building and capitalizing on the last two games. I know, I get it. They beat OKC. Yay. But you know, that was an OKC team that did not have PG-13 Paul George, and I think he would have made a world of difference versus San Antonio. Nevertheless, you know, Spurs fans got to, you know, rest their hat on something, and a win's a win, and I get that. But there's a quality win, and then there's a win that maybe they should not have won, maybe at Memphis right before the break. So when I look at this Denver team, I see better defense. I see better weapons. I'm probably gonna, right there with you. We're going to be throwing tomatoes at each, from Spurs fans. But I see the Spurs dropping one. But I think they'll put a better effort in. I want to see how LMA and Joker matchup goes down, because I think that's going to be the story tonight. Who wins that battle?
Yeah, and maybe he's a guy who could, you know, while we're talking about everybody else getting a little bit of a wake-up call, maybe he's a guy who could use a literal kick in the pants, like having him on the wrong end of a posterizing dunk But it could be like just what, like you just have that moment where like you hit bottom,
yeah,
you know, and then you realize like what is happening. So maybe he just needs that moment where he just sort of like hits bottom, and then everybody, and then he just decides like, okay, we're not doing this anymore. This is how this is going to go from now on. So I'm just hoping that that's what happens here.
Hey, look, LaMarcus Aldridge has been the rock for San Antonio this season. Hopefully he'll continue that tonight versus Denver. But Aldridge, Joker matchup, whew, that's going to be interesting. How White is going to handle Jamal Murray, Adam is going to handle the tomatoes thrown at him. Just kidding.
With grace.
All right, so Adam and I, we are done talking. We want to hear from you, though. What do you think, what's wrong with the Spurs versus home and away? What do you think it is? Is it something between the ears, or is it something bigger that maybe Adam and I are not seeing? And how do you think tonight's game, Spurs-Nuggets, will end? Adam, you're the guest, so go first. How can fans get a hold of you?
Find me on Twitter, at AdamKing_news. Love you there. Instagram, Facebook, I'm all over everything. But really, go to that Twitter. That's where I love to see the traffic passing back in and out all day long. And I'm always checking. I'm on it seems like every 10 minutes. So if you're trying to get at me or throw those barbs at me, that's where you want to go.
Except for the weekends. I learned a valuable lesson over this weekend. Yeah. Adam is unplugged over the weekend.
At least there, like, you have to, because people come at out of nowhere, out of right field with something random, and you're like, because once I start, I just can't stop. So if I see something, then it takes an off day and turns it into a work day, so I learned the hard way.
And by the way, seriously, go follow Adam right now, because he has a very interesting potato chart. I don't understand the bottom left one, the one that looks like little mad faces on there. I don't get that one.
It's the, sometimes you can buy, like, a tater tot that's in the face of part of a smiley face, and I think that was just, like, some satire that was, like, I can't go on, but it's, like, smiling. I get it.
If you need complete Spurs coverage, San Antonio City coverage, and potato coverage, go to Adam King's Twitter. Give him a follow. As for me, you can follow me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone. Email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com, and please go to the Spurs Zone. If you need some Spurs coverage, you need just something, anything silver and black, News 4 San Antonio, Fox 29 San Antonio Spurs Zone has you covered. From Popovich calling Derek White, simply this, that he is now here and he belongs in the NBA, to something as silly as, maybe something from Lonnie Walker and how he, as a teenage and DeJounte Murray, when his antics on Instagram. But my manager, Adam, he keeps me in check on that stuff. Cause,
there you go. Well,
Spurs fans have seen DeJounte Murray on with his girlfriend on Instagram. It's they're definitely 19 and 20-year-olds out there. But I got to ask you, though, real fast. I know you got to go. Are you going to go see Captain Marvel this weekend?
I think I have to, because that's our that's a great question, by the way. Thank you so much for giving us this platform and opportunity. I think that is the mainstay. It's the only thing that's going to keep us satiated, because not only am I going to see it in theaters, I'll probably watch it like 15 times and try to pick it apart to get every last bit I can and extend that project of that as long as I can just to get me to Endgame. I mean, you got to be the same way, right?
I'm stoked.
You have to see it.
I'm stoked. I just got to see how she fits in, how powerful she is. is Thanos going to have a little fight on his hand? And I got to see exactly who are those other heroes that are going to pop up. You know, there's going to be an ending scene, and you know, there's going to be a teaser for somebody new. We know there's probably going to be a hint at somebody. It will be revealed that Fury knows well in advance about Thanos and his existence. I just got to see how this plays out. And with that note, we're going to end the Nerdfest. We got to. It's going to get out of control right now.
It's
going to get out of control. But I will be, I think Adam and I think I'll be visiting you soon for your little project you have there.
Yeah, we do something fun where I try to find, they do a thing here at News 4 and Fox 39 called Taste Fest Fridays where they like try food and snack stuff. It's usually like candy or like junk food and stuff. And what I'm trying to do is scour the internet for some of the most viral things that we can find, whether it's snack food. I don't just go for sweet. I go for savory. I go for like just really weird, outlandish things as well. We did a bunch of Oreos to start because it was something a lot of people could identify with. We just did one that I'm getting ready to post that was for Valentine's Day. We found a bouquet of flowers you could buy your significant other that was made out of beef jerky. It was fantastic, by the way. We aren't supported by them in any way, shape, or form, but it was very good, and it was actually like presented very well. So you could do that for any anniversary, ladies or gentlemen, whatever. But we sort of find stuff like that. So I've got some stuff coming. I'm finding some good stuff for you so that we can sort of get you out of your comfort zone a little bit, because I think that's where the magic happens with this. If I can find stuff that has you scratch your head before you even try it, and then we'll just see what happens.
And that's the type of information is on your Twitter, right?
Like they can see Twitter, okay. Facebook, all that stuff. Yeah.
All right, good stuff. All right, so again, give Adam a follow. But for Adam King, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.